Hello, you're watching South Connect. This segment brings all the latest news and updates from the states of South. Let's go first to Andhra Pradesh. After several years of delay, Andhra Pradesh will finally have its own High Court in Amravati. President Ramnath Kovind on Wednesday issued a gazette notification for the functioning of the new High Court in Amravati with effect from January 1st. The new High Court for Andhra Pradesh will be the 25th High Court in the country. The new Andhra Pradesh High Court is expected to function from a temporary structure in the state's capital till a permanent building is set up at the Justice City being planned in Amravati. Now let's move on to Telangana. Samajwadi Party Chief Akhilesh Yadav welcomed the move of Telangana Chief Minister K. Chandrasekhar Rao for trying to stitch together a non-Congress, non-BJP front. He also said that they were scheduled to meet recently, but this meeting could not happen. He said he will soon go and meet the TRS president in Telangana and discuss the political scenario. Now let's move on to Karnataka. After Karnataka Chief Minister H.D. Kumar Swami, during a meeting with Water Resources Minister, raised the issue of Tamil Nadu objecting the Mekadatu project. Nitin Gadkari has called a meeting of chief ministers of both the states to discuss the proposed venture. The proposed dam project in Mekadatu in Karnataka is being opposed by Tamil Nadu, which argues that it will affect its farmers. To which Gadkari has said that he will call the meetings of chief ministers of both the states to discuss the implementation of the project. Meanwhile, the AIADMK and the DMK are agitating in both houses of the parliament, pressing for scrapping the proposed dam project. Now let's move on to Kerala. Seeking to widen the political base ahead of the 2019, the ruling CPIM-led Left Democratic Front in Kerala inducted four more parties into its fold. The crucial front includes the Lok Tantrik Janata Dal, the K. Balakrishna Pillai-led Kerala Congress, the Indian National League, and the Democratic Kerala Congress are the new allies. Announcing the decision, the LDF spokesperson said, though several parties have been cooperating with the LDF for some time, the final decision was taken about the four parties only. Now let's move on to Tamil Nadu. The tsunami victims of 2004 in Tamil Nadu and neighbouring Puducherry were remembered yesterday, that is on 26th December, on the 14th anniversary of the natural disaster. Tamil Nadu Fisheries Minister D. Jayakumar paid tributes in Chennai, while Puducherry Chief Minister V. Narayanaswamy paid homage to the victims in the Union Territory. Floral tributes, prayers and silent procession in the affected districts of Tamil Nadu marked the remembrance. Sand sculptures depicting the victims were also showcased on seashore. That's all for today in South Connect. For more news updates, log on to www.hwnews.in.
If you like this video, please share it and we would love to hear your comments in the comments section down here. Also, please do like our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter to get minute-to-minute news updates. For more such shows and videos, well, subscribe to our YouTube channel.